Did they jump or were they pushed? 6 out of 7 NBN co-board members have reportedly submitted their resignation to new Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull. It comes after months of bitter wrangling as the coalition government seeks to implement its fibre-to-the-node broadband policy. NBN supporters say that it would be a slippery slope towards unequal access between the city and country areas, but opponents say that it's the perfect green light to encourage market competition for broadband. Rachel Worsley reports.
After months of antagonistic emails, the NBN code looks like finally falling on its own sword. Until yesterday's mass resignations, the most prolific casualty was Chief Executive Board Director Mike Quigley. He resigned from his position 3 months earlier, believing his role would not be tenable under an incoming coalition government. But Emma Dawson, the executive director of the Institute for a Broadband Enabled Society, says that the members may have other motives.
So I have challenged Mr. Turnbull and the current government to put up or shut up by removing their ability to sort of sack the board en masse and say, well, here are our resignations, you should now shape this company as you see fit.
It is unclear at this stage who now sits on the board. Malcolm Turnbull has previously flagged former Telstra director Ziggy Sikorski to lead a new board. Not everyone is convinced that would be such a good idea. Emma Dawson says the NBN project is an infrastructure project as well as a project about regulatory reform.
There's been no evidence that any of the existing telcos, whether under Ziggy Sikorski, Telstra or later under Soltrillo, had any intention to deliver a national broadband network, but rather would deliver services in areas that were obviously profitable and that would implicate that the services in regional and rural Australia were not going to provide the same benefits to private business.
With almost 2 million homes already connected, the coalition is unlikely to disconnect current homes already joined up to the NBN. A further 2.5 million homes and businesses will be connected to the NBN by the time current contracts are completed. But there are fears that this could create an unfair social divide between those who have fibre and those who don't.
The board was vested with the task of delivering that business model that delivered equal services across the country, offset the cost in the bush by using the profits from the city. They're now being asked to try a very different business model.
Arguably, it is regional and rural Australia who will suffer the most as a result from a lack of accessibility to broadband.
In developing regional and rural economies, the opportunity for business and education in those markets will be undermined, and we'll return to a situation whereby the private sector can cherry pick the best markets, and there'll be massive competition if you live in Darlinghurst or Fitzroy, but very little competition if you live in outback Australia or even in a regional centre.
The accessibility of the NBN for all Australians can be an attractive idea, but there is concern that strict government control over broadband was only going to undermine its potential in the long run. Michael DePercy, a senior lecturer in political science at the University of Canberra, holds this view. Often, opponents of the NBN say government control and stifling competition will be a damaging cocktail of wasteful funds.
One of the problems we've seen with NBN Co. was that they were unable to get contractors to meet the demand in particular areas where they decided to roll out. It was a monolith that was very difficult to manage, and like most large government-run programs, I dare say a lot of the money was disappearing into administrative costs rather than into operational expenditure to get the job done.
Instead of broadband being centrally controlled by the government, devolving it to market competition and local citizens will help to enhance the overall quality of broadband.
Having some level of competition in the industry enables us to adapt and change in the future.
Michael DePercy, senior lecturer in politics at the University of Canberra, ending that report by Rachel Worsley. And Malcolm Turnbull and NBN Co. were contacted but were unavailable for comment.